out of coffee? No need to worry. Mater Dei Radio is brewing a second cup of the morning blend.
Oh, most definitely a second cup kind of morning, but I was definitely excited to get on the air today, David.
Yeah.
You had vacation before Christmas. I had some vacation time after Christmas, so we have not had a live morning blend with David and Brenda in, well,
two weeks. Yeah.
So it's always great to be back on the morning blend. Great to be able to talk about what's going on. So in today's second cup, let's talk a little bit about what happened over the holiday.
Can I think back that far? Yes.
2 full weeks ago. Yeah. It's just been a great time to just be with family, to prepare for, you know, the Christmas incarnation, and then to welcome in a new year.
Yeah.
So we talked about this earlier, David. Is it 2022 or is it 2022?
2022. I like that, because I said 2022 and you said 2022, and it's like, yeah, that rolls off the tongue a little easier.
There's a lot of T's in this year's name.
2022. Yeah, you know, what made these last couple of weeks even more interesting was the weather last week, because we had the snow and that made travel tricky, at least in the valley. Of course, snow in the gorge today too. But it was just kind of a interesting 2 weeks, because with the holidays and then the weather, it just kind of threw things off a little bit. But again, a beautiful 2 weeks. I was trying to think back to what was most memorable for me over the past 2 weeks. And I guess probably just the quietness of it all. It was not, because of COVID and many of the restrictions still in place, it wasn't a real raucous 2 week holiday, if you will. It was kind of quiet, but that was nice.
It was nice. Now, snow did begin falling at our place late Christmas day,
mm-hmm.
or evening, I should say.
Right.
And then snowed through the night. But it did seem like, at least at our place in North Vancouver, it wasn't a ton of snow that we could go out and play in,
right,
or throw snowballs. Actually, nobody went outside to play at all, because it fell and it melted and it accumulated a little bit, but that was about it. But it did just really kind of create an atmosphere where we could just enjoy each other's time.
Yeah.
We had our daughter from college. Of course, she was home. And our other daughter in Eastern Washington, she was home. And it just made for a great holiday.
Yeah.
Got to spend some time with some friends, too, and that was always great. Although Omicron variant did cast a little bit of a concern, we'll say. Now, I wouldn't say a shadow, but we were definitely concerned, like, all right, we want to, you know, make sure we're doing all that we can.
Right.
So anyways, though, but yeah, it was a good holiday in our house. I was apparently good this year. I was not on the naughty list, David. I will be hitting the links in 2022.
Nice.
Because Brenda got herself a set of golf clubs.
Excellent. I know you've been wanting to get out there and play. You've been hitting the driving range,
yes,
at least before the cold weather hit. So, well, good. That's fun.
I'm going out this week, too.
Are you?
Yeah. Fortunately, the driving ranges around here are covered and they have heaters.
Oh, good.
That are above.
Yeah.
So, you know, it might get up to 50 degrees this week. So that's not too bad to go out to the driving range. At least I got to test these clubs out. The part that I think is so much fun is on my bag has a little kickstand.
Oh, nice.
So when I set it down and lean,
the
bag, the little kickstand comes out and holds up all my clubs.
That's great.
So I was really excited for that. Something new that I'm going to try out. I'm definitely going to need a lesson.
Yeah.
Or two.
Oh, sure.
Or three before I get onto the ladies tour. But I'll definitely be watching a whole lot more golf this year, too.
Yeah, that'll be fun. And then you were showing me a watch.
Yeah, and then this is the other thing. Now, unfortunately, I'm not quite as handy as I should be quite yet, but I got a new Fitbit watch.
Mm-hmm.
And it does all kinds of things for me, like it tells me, of course, the date and the time, and it'll tell me how many floors I've gone up, which
That's
is
fine.
Zero for today, and how many calories I've burned.
Good.
So hopefully that will help me in my quest to continue to do well in the coming year.
Let me ask you this. Do you need to burn calories after the holidays?
Oh, most definitely.
Okay.
I indulge, and not overindulge, but it's a time to celebrate,
sure,
for sure. So everybody is back on the keto diet and
nice.
The Aiken household. That seems to be our go-to. We all decided, here's the thing about eating better, and whatever you choose to do, eat healthier, better, that we recognize the difference between when we indulge in all of the things that the holidays seem to bring, cookies and cakes,
sure,
and candy, all of that, versus how you feel after that kind of meal versus how do you feel after a healthy, colorful plate that has a lot of vegetables, low in the carbs, things like that. We all agreed. Yeah. We don't feel nearly as good as we do after a big meal.
So did you make a special Christmas Eve or Christmas dinner? Did you have something?
Yes. Well, we had tamales on Christmas Eve, which is always a benefit.
That's awesome.
And then Christmas Day was our typical rib roast that we did this year on our Traeger.
Oh, nice.
Did it outside, which was a lot of fun. Yeah. Scott cooked it to perfection.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Did you overindulge at all?
Yeah, I was okay. I was pretty good. I was trying to think back as we're talking about stuff that we had. Nothing jumps out at me like, oh, you know, this is something very special. Just kind of we tried to stay healthy and not overdo it through the holidays. And I think we were pretty successful at that. I mean, you know, you splurge here and there, but nothing over excessively, I would say.
Okay, that's very good.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Right.
Is everything in moderation and you can enjoy life and time with the family. Did you make a resolution?
No resolution. In fact, you asked me earlier today and it was kind of like, I didn't even think about that. That's funny. It didn't even run through my mind. Maybe because there was so much else going on with the weather and things happening that it was kind of out of sight, out of mind. And so I didn't come up with anything real spectacular. But now that you mention it, I think my goal is to always try to stay healthy, you know, and do the things that keep you healthy. And, you know, that'll be my resolution.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit more I'm with you with that, but not necessarily more of the same. But more of the same, a little deeper.
Yeah.
And my goal is to really try to focus my faith this year and really trying to hone in on what that, you know, the main thing is the main thing.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I want to focus on what that main thing is for me, especially with regards to my faith throughout the year. So
good. Wow.
Kind of what I like to do this year.
That's beautiful.
Well, we hope for all wonderful things in 2022, and we hope that you enjoy today's Second Cup.